Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marcia Egan's here. Marcia's our good friend, longtime, almost seven-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and CEO of the Egan Group, a certified business leadership coach. She is the author of an outstanding book called Inbox Detox. It's the Habit of Email Excellence, and she's our good friend. Marcia, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim, as always.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I know you want to talk about procrastination, and I have a confession, and I've probably said this before. I am a procrastinator who gets things done.
Now, that's interesting.
In other words, my procrastination is... I'm not going to call it organized, because calling me organized would be a little bit too much license. But my office doesn't look organized, but I get things done.
Well, that's important. When you asked what we wanted to talk about today, I thought, well, small business owners many times are not responsible to a boss, someone who owns their own company, is not responsible really to a boss, although you can
except
argue
our customers.
Responsible
except
to their
customers.
Or their board of directors or whomever. But one of the challenges when you don't have someone breathing over your neck and threatening to fire you if you don't get something done is getting things done. And I thought it would be interesting to talk about how a small business owner can create more accountability so that they stop putting things off that are important.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a little tricky. And
Well, you're exactly right about what your analysis just now. That's exactly right. I mean, we work for our customers. We also work for our employees. But nobody's going to walk into our office and say, you need to improve your habits.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Well, like we would to an employee who wasn't fitting into the workflow.
Well, yeah, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth, because what happens many times with people is you work on the urgent, whether it's important or not, and sometimes the important but not urgent things are very important to your business, like doing your books once a month, or, something as much as reading industry publications or staying up on what the competition is doing. That is not something where someone comes into your office and says, hey, I got a crisis, I got to fix this right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you need to do so that your business thrives over time, not just, you know, fixing the problem of today.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, there are people who have developed ways to help themselves with this, and one of them is to create an accountability. It's kind of like a calendar that instead of doing the day's to-do list, make it your, what are the five things you want to accomplish this week, and what are the five things you want to accomplish in this month, and then as you look at what you're planning for your day, try to filter some of those things in there. And that's one way of getting those important but not urgent things done.
Well, and another thing is sometimes procrastination looks like procrastination to some people, but it's not procrastination to you. For example, one of the things that I always try to look at when I'm looking at a project is okay, what is inside of that project that is a little bit of a time bomb? That if I don't know about it, and if I don't do it today, if I wait till the day before this has to be delivered, that little time bomb can't be fixed because I should have done it today.
Oh,
see what
yes.
I mean?
That is an absolute great example.
So if you're going to be a procrastinator, a successful procrastinator, you've got to know the pieces of the puzzle. You got to know what this thing is made out of so that you can go ahead. And so what my point is, it'll look like maybe I'm procrastinating on a project, but the truth is, a week ago, I did something on that project that will make sure that I don't fail.
Well, that's another good point. And here's another good example. It's like, let's say you have a business meeting at 8 a.m. or even 7:30 in the morning with an important client. You've worked on everything. You have the proposal, and you go to copy the proposal, and there is no more toner in the fax, in the copy machine. And it's now 11:30 at night. And unless you live very close to an all-night Staples or something like that, it's like, that's a really good example of that kind of thing.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, the thing. Let's call true unadulterated procrastination what it really is.
Okay, go.
Laziness.
Well, yes and no. Now,
people who call themselves procrastinators, if they're truly procrastinating, and when I say that, by that I mean they actually don't succeed. In other words, they not only procrastinate, they don't make it happen. They don't get it done.
Oh, well, sure. You have people who are like that. There are a couple other reasons people procrastinate, though, Jim, and one of them is fear. Sometimes people are afraid to do something, or they might be even afraid of success, but they have a fear about something, and because of that, they don't do it. In other words, let's say there's this prospect that they've wanted to call forever, but they fear rejection, and therefore they just put it off and say, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow.
There's no question that the fear of rejection is what causes salespeople to be procrastinators.
Well, and as a coach, when I work with people and they commit to me what they're going to work on for the next 2 weeks. We usually talk every 2 weeks. And they continually don't do something they promise to do. The coach's question is, what are you afraid of? And if you can name the fear, then you can work around it. But
well,
if
you can't handle being told no, then you're going to procrastinate.
But that's exactly right. And it's not just fear of rejection. There are some people who fear. One person had to give a speech, and instead of preparing and practicing and writing the speech, they just put it off and put it off and put it off.
Yeah, because they might drop dead before they have to give the speech, right?
There you go. That would be a way to solve it.
Marcia, I need your website. I need your website, please.
MarciaEgan.com. MarciaEgan.com.
You'll be glad you did. 20 after, we're going to be right back more on procrastination with our good friend, Marcia Egan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.